customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, and we appreciate Gary Fike being here. He actually brought some cookies here to the studio, which we were kind of joking about. Apparently those are Dave's cookies. Well, I don't know about that so much, though. Here he comes. He's coming back.
Brad, I saw you lift the cookies in order to gain my attention. However, I am well aware that you did not bring those in. Do not take credit for what Gary Fike provided for us.
We just want to eat them. We don't want credit for them.
I'm fine with that, at least for the two of you on the far side of the room, because he tried to take credit.
Oh. No, I saw the look I got, Dave, when I picked the container up, so I put them back down very quickly. So,
and that was a wise move. That was a wise move. But if you want to open up the double stuffs, that's fine. The other one, what are those?
Double chocolate chip cookies.
All right. You can each have one.
Okay.
All right. I'm fine. Thank you so much, for making sure that, that proper credit went to Gary. But I'm more than, magnanimous when it comes to sharing cookies.
I was just guarding them for you.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Then don't touch the boxes.
Okay.
I don't know where your hands have been.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Brad Clausen, Assistant Fire Chief here with the Manhattan Fire Department. We have Caitlin Long from the Staley School. She's a Program Administrator. And Vivian Uccello, the Public Information Officer for the City of Manhattan. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
We're talking Furniture Amnesty Day, which is a week from today. Is that right?
That's right. Coming up real quick.
All right. And so this is the 13th annual Furniture Amnesty Day. And kind of explain the purpose surrounding this event.
Yeah, so we started this. I've been involved with this ever since the first one we did, and it began years ago as a way to try and maybe do something with furniture that shows up on curbs or in alleys. This time of the year. When we first started, it was in May, right, when school gets out, because we understand that's a big move-out day, for tenants. So is August 1st, so we've moved it to – in fact, August may be the biggest move-out day of the year. So we moved it to the current last Friday of July to take advantage of that. But, we really wanted to try and keep some of that furniture from just getting abandoned or dumped or that kind of thing. And it was a way to collect that up. And some of it was still good, usable furniture and repurpose it for people in the community that might need that kind of thing. Well, since then, it's actually evolved into, I don't think we ever thought that it would get as big as it has gotten. We started down in the Fiji parking lot on Sunset when we first started, but we outgrew that in a couple of years, and it has really grown since then, and it's amazing to see the outpouring from the community of donations of furniture and that kind of thing, and the people that show up to pick up furniture that are just overjoyed that they, it doesn't cost them anything, and if they need it, we work with social service agencies now, and a lot of those folks are just thrilled to get that furniture.
All right, let's talk about how each organization is involved in this. I'll go to you next, Caitlin, with the Staley School of Leadership Studies. How are you guys involved?
Yeah, so we've been involved since the beginning with Brad and crew as well, and partnering with the city for the event. So within the Staley School, we have an organization called Hands-On K-State, which is really the bridge from the Manhattan community to campus. And so we work really closely on the volunteer management aspects of the event, helping to support the furniture pickup for donations that people want to give, and also hosting, so making sure that those that are coming to pick up furniture are able to have a really good experience while they're there. So we work really closely on some of those aspects of the event. And again, I think it's a really neat way for campus and community to come together and again, to provide those kind of two different roles. The event serves as a way for people to donate furniture or dispose of furniture in a safe way. And then also for people who might be moving to our community or in need of furniture to come and select it for free. It's really unique. The other aspect and how we're involved is that we host a Civic Leadership Institute through the Mandela Washington Fellowship. It's a U.S. Department of State program. And so this summer, we've had 25 young professionals from across sub-Saharan Africa who have been with us on campus. To give you an idea of the program, there's usually about 40,000 applicants. 700 are selected for the program. We are hosting 25, and the rest are at different institutions across the country. But these fellows are all engaged in some kind of civic work. It could be education-based. It could be poverty alleviation. It could be through public office, but really the best and brightest. And so our Mandela Washington Fellows serve as volunteers and volunteer managers for the event, which is pretty unique. We're also excited because we're partnering with the College of Education, they're hosting a group of Brazilian scholars here this summer, and they're also going to be assisting with volunteering for the event. So it's kind of become a global event the last couple of years, in addition to a core Manhattan community. So I think that adds another layer of just greatness to the event, and something that's different.
Well, I imagine for something like this, volunteers are very important because I've moved several times in my life here, and moving furniture is hard. It's hard work, so you need muscle. You need people that can lift it up, onto the truck or off the truck, whatever you're doing here, and that's no easy task.
Takes a lot of people power, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Lots of Gatorade.
So the donations can be dropped off at City Park. Maybe Vivian can touch on this a little bit here. How do people go about doing that?
So we have kind of a staging area for the event and tents set up where we try to get as much of the furniture under the tents as possible. But people can kind of bring their truck right up. We will help unload the furniture. And that process starts, is it 8 o'clock in the morning, Brad? People can start dropping off at 7 or 8?
8 o'clock, is when they can start dropping off. And the location is actually Baker Field in City Park. There's a good map on our website, I know, and Vivian can probably tell you how to get to that here, but some of it's one-way street, so you kind of have to know where to come in and where to go out. But it's the last several years we've had it in that Baker Field parking lot, and it's really worked out well.
Mm-hmm. And you can find the information on the website at cityofmhk.com/furniture. So cityofmhk.com/furniture. And you can get a map and some details about what kind of donations we accept and what we don't. We don't want necessarily electronics or appliances or things of that sort, but just basic furniture pieces.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to go into next here. So items of need, maybe the biggest items of need here for a lot of this will go to like college students here, or I know anyone can shop really.
Yeah, no, I mean, boy, it's a wide variety of people that we've observed have come to pick up the furniture. I think a lot of Kate can probably correct me if I'm wrong. What I've seen that's been pretty popular have been beds, mattresses, bed frames, chairs and table sets, some of those kind of things for people who, we work with the social service agencies and some of their clients, the VA especially over the past few years been very active in this. And one of the caseworkers told me, we've got clients who have nothing. They have four walls and a floor and they don't have any furniture and they can't afford it. And so, just those basic things to kind of outfit a home or an apartment that are, I think, the most popular type items that we get.
We work really closely with the Kanza United Way, and they do a lot of the outreach to those social service agencies to make sure that that folks who need furniture can access it at no cost. And so we really appreciate their partnership in that way. I also think, it's kind of a fun event to be a part of. So whether it's that you need a bed frame or you need a dresser, it's also a great event just to come out to and be involved with community and see what's going on here in Manhattan. Back to kind of what we accept and what we don't. A quick rule of thumb is anything that plugs into the wall, we don't take. So anything that has an outlet, we're not going to take that.
Okay. Let's take a quick time out. I got a lot more to get to here with Furniture Amnesty Day. We'll do that when we return on the other side of the break. News Radio KMAN.